الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. I want you to listen to these ahadith and keep in mind that Sayyidina Dawood was a king. He was a Nabi and he was a king. He was busy with establishing a kingdom, with fighting his enemies, with establishing justice, with establishing services for his people. And then look at what else he is doing. Even though he is doing all of this, look at what else Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says he was doing. أفضل الصوم صوم أخي داود كان يصوم يوما ويفطر يوما. The best fasting is the fasting of my brother Dawood. He used to fast one day. He would fast one day and break the next. So he would alternate between fasting. He would alternate between fasting throughout his life. This is the king who has all, whatever types of food or drink he wants, he can just point and they would approach him. But he would fast. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us something else about this Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, وَلَا يَفِرُّ إِذَا لَاقَى. He would never run away from battle. If he's in the battlefield, Dawood would never show the enemy his back. Brave and strong. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also says about Sayyidina Dawood, أحب الصيام إلى الله صيام داود وأحب الصلاة إلى الله صلاة داود. كان ينام نصفه ويقوم ثلثه وينام سدسه وكان يصوم يوما ويفطر يوما. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says the best fasting is the fasting of Dawood, and the best prayers are the prayers of Dawood. He used to sleep the first half of the night, and then he would wake up and pray for 1/3 of the night. And then he would sleep for the remaining 1/6 of the night. So every night he would pray 1/3 of the night. He had time for ibadah. You have to find time for ibadah. You might say, well, he's busy, he's king. He's busy with running the affairs of his kingdom. How could he find time for this ibadah? We need to understand that we cannot be good in whatever we're doing and be successful in applying the law of Allah and in making da'wah if we are not having these moments of deep worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the depth of the night and the dhikr and the fasting are important for any Muslim who is in the field of da'wah or in the field of politics or in the field of jihad or whatever. This ibadah is what prepares you for the work of the day. Because one of the worst things that could erode your heart and put permanent scars in it is the political work. I mean, working in politics can really wear down the heart and destroy it. And take the taqwa out of the heart like a drainage. Just take it out. So anyone who is working in that field, which is political, whether it is a king like Sayyidina Dawood, or a khalifa like Umar bin Khattab, or a military general like Khalid bin Walid, you need that worship. You need that prayer of Qiyam al-Layl and dhikr to keep you always on the right track. So that is the energy that they use to go ahead. With the kafir, shaitan is giving them energy to continue because this is very difficult work. But for the believer, if you do not have this Qiyam al-Layl and dhikr of Allah and fasting, you could easily be misled and misguided. Because these are very difficult fields to work in. You're dealing with many conflicting ideas and things, and it could take the concentration away from one's mind and heart. So that's why they need this ibadah. And Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam would pray 1/3 of the night. Umar bin Khattab, I remind you once again with the story. When Abu Muslim al-Khawlani came to deliver the news to Umar bin Khattab that a certain area in Sham was opened, Abu Muslim al-Khawlani came into Medina when it was the time of noon. And it was the tradition of the Arabs to sleep at noon because it was very hot. Abu Muslim al-Khawlani did not want to go and disturb Umar bin Khattab, so he went to the masjid. He felt that maybe Umar bin Khattab is sleeping, so I'll go to the masjid. He went to the masjid and he gave out the news. He spread the news to the people that we won. We were victorious. Somehow the news reached to Umar bin Khattab. Umar bin Khattab called Abu Muslim al-Khawlani and told him, how come he didn't come and tell me first? Who should you report to? To the Khalifa. You go and tell the people in the masjid, you should come and tell me first. Why didn't you come and let me know? Abu Muslim al-Khawlani said, Oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen, I came into Medina when it was the time of noon, so I did not want to disturb you because I thought that you were asleep. Umar ibn al-Khattab said, Hayhata, hayhata, ana anam. In ana nimtu bin nahari, dhayatu haqq al-ibad. Wa in ana nimtu bin layl, dhayatu haqq Allah. He said, How can I sleep? If I sleep during the daytime, I would not fulfill my duties toward the people, toward my nation. And if I sleep at night, I would not be able to fulfill my duties towards Allah. If I sleep at the daytime, I would not fulfill my duties toward the creation. And if I sleep at night, I would not be able to fulfill my duties towards the Creator. They said that Umar ibn Khattab, when he became Khalifa, he never slept the traditional way of sleeping on a bed with a blanket. He would sleep sitting down or leaning on a wall or take a nap here and there and keep on moving. Keep on working. Mujahideen, these were the graduates from the training of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dawood alayhi salam was very protective of his family. He would not allow any man to see his wives. So when he would leave, and this is mentioned in a hadith, when he would leave his home or palace or whatever, he would close all the doors and not allow any man to get in. Suddenly one day, the wife of Dawood sees a man in the middle of the house. There's a man in our home. She said, Wallahi la naftahanna bi Dawood. If Dawood knows about this, we're in big trouble. How did this man get in? Dawood alayhi salam did come, and he saw this man, and he said, Who are you? The man said, أنا الذي لا أهاب الملوك ولا يمتنع مني شيء. He said, I am the one who never fears the kings and nothing can run away from me. I'm the one who does not fear the kings and nothing can run away from me. Dawood عليه السلام said, والله إنك إذا لملك الموت مرحبا بأمر الله. In the name of Allah, you must be the angel of death. Welcome with the decree of Allah. A king, he has everything a person would want in this life. I mean, we are holding to this world, holding so tight to this world for a few bucks that we make here and there. We don't really have much. None of us are kings. We don't have that much. And we're holding so tight to this world. For the small part of the world which is allocated for us, we became servants to it. And Dawood alayhi salam is the king of the strongest nation of its time, and the Muslim Ummah of that time, Bani Israel. And when he saw the angel of death, he said, Welcome. Marhaban bi amrillah. Welcome with the decree of Allah. I'm ready. I'm ready to die. Because I wasn't a king for the kingdom. I wasn't a king for the gold and silver. I wasn't a king to love this world. I was a king to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was doing this as a service for Allah. I'm doing it for you, O Allah. If you want me to leave Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to meet you. مرحبا بأمر الله. The angel of death took away the soul of Dawood عليه السلام on the spot. Sulaiman عليه السلام, his son, ordered the birds to cover the body of Sayyidina Dawood and to provide shade for him from the sun until they would finish the process of death. And when night time came, Sulaiman ordered the birds to protect him and come closer to him and to protect them with their wings until they finish the process of making dafn of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam. And this shows you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the birds servants for them. The one who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is righteous towards Allah, Allah can make steel, iron, soft in his hands. Dawood alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can have the birds serve him. This is the story of our beloved Prophet of Allah, David, Dawood alayhi salam.